One of the great events of the Hut Ta is Festival of the Fleeces in Merriwar. It's returned in 2021, albeit a little bit different. Ron Campbell, as always involved with Festival of the Fleeces, joins us to have a quick word. Ron, how are we doing?
Good morning, Andrew. How are you? Yes, I'm the chairman of that committee, and it's one of the Merriwar icons, anyway, of the Upper Hunter.
You must be proud to be able to bring it back in 2021 after everything that happened last year.
We are looking forward to it. Forward planning is already underway, and we're going to make it something to remember. And it's bigger and better. And it was a committee decision. We just could not present it in the way that would be acceptable. With all the COVID health requirements and that sort of thing, and we just couldn't do it. So that's the reason that we've cancelled it. However, we still have things happening in the town just to keep the spirit alive, you know, so that, look, this is where they used to run up, the sheep had run up the main street. CWA have done a great job. They're going to open, and they're going to have a sort of a history weekend on the Saturday. I think it also might be on the Sunday morning too.
Right.
Telling us a bit about the history of Merriwar, history of the festival, and what's gone on before. So that'll be something to do. That also is business house will be putting up some core flutes of sheep outside the VIC centre and that sort of thing. Probably our biggest thing, Andrew, is on, which will be on social media. We've done a digital highlights of the festival, which will also feature our mascot, which is Rosie the sheep, outside the silo art.
Yes.
So that means that people can see, look, this is, it's still alive, but this is what we did do, and this is what you can see when you come back.
That is a truly iconic sight now. When you come down into Merriwar and you see those silos, and you just know that's the Festival of the Fleeces, and we're looking forward to the Queen's birthday long weekend. It just reminds everybody.
It does indeed, that's right, and we're very pleased about that, and so that, you know, it just shows what we're all about in Merriwar.
So ultimately, we're encouraging everyone to head on out to Merriwar this long weekend to be able to enjoy the 2021 version of Festival of the Fleeces, Ron.
We just need to keep that spirit alive. People keep the idea that, you know, this is what we can do. But go down the main street. The clubs will still be open, we're hoping that getting them to run that little digital video in the club, as well as the CWA will have that up on their big screen, so people can see that, which is, be quite something.
Well, we can't wait until everything gets back to normal with the sheep running down the main street of Merriwar like they did once before. I remember my old man was part of it many years ago. It was one of the proudest days
indeed.
Of his life. He absolutely loved, despite the amount of rain, he really loved that day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, I remember that very vividly, actually. And, of course, we'll have the dog high jump and the little dog high jump, which is absolutely an iconic event. I remember when we were doing the dog high jump, I think you were there too.
Yes, a couple of years ago.
And it just shoulder to shoulder with people, and of course they'd keep crowding in and crowding in because they wanted to get a better look. And, those are things that, for the 2022, of course, I think this will all change because of the fact that people will be vaccinated, and those relaxation...
Everything will be back to normal.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it'll be quite something. We're looking forward. We're going to have an opening concert, and which will all be free.
Yep.
It's just, you know, all this planning is still going on that we're ready for 2022.
Ron Campbell, well done to yourself and the rest of the committee. We're looking forward to checking out Festival of the Fleeces this coming weekend. You enjoy yourself as well, and we will speak again down the track.
Thank you, Andrew, and thanks for your support. Thank you.
And don't forget, you can check out that special promotional video that Ron was talking about at festivalofthefleeces.com.au. That's up there and available now. And when you head out there on the weekend, on Saturday from 10 until 2, Rosie the Sheep will be on show in the main street, just reminding you of what Festival of the Fleeces is all about. So make sure you get out to Merriwar on the weekend and support that wonderful festival so it can come back bigger and stronger in 2022.